Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy. I'll be your host today. And we're going to be talking about a topic that I love, habits. And so we're going to call this episode Holy Habits, Faith Rhythms That Last. And so welcome back. If you've not joined us, welcome back, family. And if you're new to the family, welcome. My name is Tracy Foster. And in here in Fostering Faith, we are going to learn how to live every day lives that are rooted in Jesus, even if those days are just a little messy, a little chaotic, or even just plain loud. I am talking about something that's going to hit real close to home. And so in our youth, we just started a Bible plan called Habits. And so we're going to be talking about habits. And so not New Year's resolutions, not I'll try harder next month moments. I'm talking about holy, anchored, steady rhythms that keep your heart soft, your faith strong, and your mind clear, even when life is anything but. And this episode is called Holy Habits, Faith Rhythms That Last. And yes, we're going to laugh, we're going to keep it real, and we're going to talk about what it's like to stop living for spiritual adrenaline and start living with consistent connections in Jesus. And so as we walk in through this, it's about habits, it's about consistency, that word has just really been resonating in our life. And so me and my husband go for a walk every morning, and I am a 4.4 kind of walker with a 20-pound vest on. He is a 3.5 walker, and I was in band. I was in marching band. I played baritone. I can march with the best of them, and I keep pace. I run. I can keep pace. I can walk. I can keep pace. And I wear a Garmin, shout out Garmin, and I have my phone on my vest, and it will yell out pace. It'll yell out the pace for us. And so he says he needs me to be a 3.9 wife. I need you to be a 3.9 wife. I can't keep up with you if you walk like your normal walk. I want you, let's meet halfway. Just be a 3.9, just be a 3.9. And so I am consistently walking at 3.9. How do I know this? Garmin tells me. Average speed, 3.9. Average speed, 3.9. Well, he is waxing and waning. He has to run to catch up, and then he'll slow back down. Run to catch up, slow back down. And he is exhausted by the end of this, you know, 2-mile walk in the morning, because he's having to run and catch up, run and catch up. And so I'm just like, it's a beautiful morning walk for me. I keep pace. I'm in rhythm. I keep saying, he's like, no, you're speeding up. And Garmin will say, average speed, 3.9. And so, like, I am constantly in the same speed. I am consistent. And it is just about the consistency and about that consistent connection with Christ that makes our life so much easier. And so, okay, let's call it out. We live in a life and a world that loves chaos. We love glorifying busy. We scroll 90 miles an hour. We wait until we're running on empty. And then, God, help me. But here's the thing, faith isn't built in emergencies. It's built in the quiet, the daily, the moments no one sees. And if you're gonna go into high school, or honestly, just trying to be an adult without losing your mind, you need rhythms that anchor you, not just hype you up. And so let's talk about a word I think that is underrated. And so blessed is the ones who does not walk in step with the wicked, but those that delight in the Lord, in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of the water. And that's Psalm 1, 1 through 3. And so planted, that's the word right there. Not tossed, not trending, planted. When you're rooted in God's word daily, you start to grow quietly, steadily, and fruitfully. Even when the storms hit, even whenever you feel nothing, consistency builds fruit. And so let's break it down. Holy habits are intentional rhythms that draw you closer to God. Not because you're trying to earn something, not because you're trying to be perfect, but because you know that your soul needs space to breathe and be filled. And let me give you some examples that work for real life. And I mention these because I had an older saint and she gave me an acronym, KISS. Keep it simple, saint. Because we often call ourselves sinners, and those that have been washed in and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and we have been baptized in the Holy Spirit into our water, we are called saints. We are no longer sinners. And so let's reference that into Romans. And so please call yourself what you are. You are a saint who chooses to sin, if you want to be real honest, where others that are not followers of Christ, that have not had that, the Holy Spirit, they are slaves to sin. We are no longer slaves to sin. And so it is just keep it simple, saint. So remember that, KISS. So 5 minutes in the word before you touch your phone. 5 minutes. We are doing a habit on the YouVersion Bible app with our high school students, and I literally read it while my water is warming up for my coffee in the morning. That's how long it takes. 2, talk to God while brushing your teeth. I tell the kids, say thank you, God, for waking me up before your feet even hit the floor in the morning. Journaling, 1 sentence a day. 1 sentence. Worship music while you drive instead of a full volume drama podcast. 1 meal a week where phones are down and Jesus is mentioned. These are all simple. 5 minutes. You're already going to be brushing your teeth. Pray while you're brushing your teeth. I remember when I started journaling, and it was literally like one word here, one word there, a couple sentences here and there. And I mean, now like that I'm in it, like I am writing page after page. And I mean, it's just a wonderful time. But I mean, there's some days where I have time for it. Thank you for everything. Today is going to be a great day. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. And that's all I write. And then there's days where like I could just say, help me, because he knows me, because I spend time with him, and because I talk to him a lot. And worship music while you drive. You're going to be listening to something anyway, so fill your bucket before you get out of the car. And so there's seasons in your life, and you may have never hit them yet, but I've been in some pretty dark seasons. In these seasons where I was doing all the quote-unquote Christian things, church, serving, praying, and with other people, but in my private rhythm was bone dry. I mean, there was no... I'd let the good things crowd out the God things. And I can remember one day I sat down to pray and I just felt nothing. I was numb. Not because God wasn't there, but because I hadn't been with him in the quiet. So I started small. 5 minutes. That's it. And I left awkward at first, like, hi God, I'm back again. Sorry I left, but he met me like he always does. And those 5 minute habits, they grew. And now it's part of my day, like brushing my teeth or drinking my coffee, actually with coffee, because caffeine and Jesus is a yes and amen. It is an amen. Jesus and coffee and my Bible in the morning is an everyday thing. It is wonderful. It's wonderful. But let's make it practical. So if you're in high school, if you're a student, if you're a tired mom, or just a human trying to grow spiritually, I think these 3 holy habits can help you. And so a rooted morning. And so scripture, Mark 1:35 says, Jesus got up early to pray. Start your day anchored and not anxious. And listen, I'm not talking about an hour in Leviticus at 5 a.m. I mean, 5 minutes to read a psalm, say a real prayer, God, help me love people that I don't like today, breathe in the truth after scrolling chaos, but start small. Just win the first 5 minutes. 2, sacred pauses. Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. And so let prayer interrupt your day. Waiting in line, talk to God. Walking to class, ask him to lead you. About to clap back at somebody, whisper, Holy Spirit, take the wheel. These moments add up. They make you in rhythm with a spirit. And 3, rest that refuels. Scripture says, Genesis 2:3 says, God rested on the seventh day. This is a huge one. Rest is worship. Turn off the noise. Take a Sabbath. Say no to one thing this week and yes to stillness. You're not weak for resting. You're wise. What if you think that you messed up? Okay, so take a deep breath, because here's what happens. We start strong and then we skip a day. Then there's 3, and then we feel like we failed and we ghost God until January. Don't do that. Jesus isn't measuring your strikes or your streak record. He's wanting a relationship. So if you missed a week, come back. If you feel numb, still show up. If you're burnt out, start slower. This isn't about doing more. It's about being with him. And so this challenge for you guys, and so if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I'm in, so here's a challenge. 21 days. That's it. Pick one of these rhythms. Morning time with God. Journaling once a day. A worship playlist instead of a toxic one. 10 minutes of quiet. Are reading one verse of a Bible a day. And do it for 21 days and see what happens. You don't have to post it. You don't have to be perfect in it. But you have to start. And so this is what shapes you. So we want to end this with, your faith isn't about hype moments. It's built in hidden rhythms. And when you pray and no one knows, when you open your Bible in the middle of a busy day, or whenever you whisper, God, I'm here, even if you don't feel anything, those habits, they form you. They foster your faith. And you're not just preparing for high school, you're preparing for life. And if you build your house on rhythms and roots in Jesus, you'll stand strong when everything else shakes. And so we would love to pray for you this week. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much for what you have done for us. Thank you that they are going to build habits on you. Thank you that they're going to take these next 21 days to go through those habits and just to get rooted in you, and that we keep it simple, because we don't have to be overwhelmed. We just have to be in your presence. Thank you that you've not given up on us. Thank you that you've given us another chance for today. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So if this episode encouraged you or challenged you, share with a friend, share with your small group, invite someone to do a 21-day rhythm challenge with you. Text your group leader, text your cousin, a group chat, and don't forget to subscribe. Leave a review, leave a comment, and come back next week for real talk, real faith, and rhythms that actually last. Until then, stay rooted, stay steady, and stay close to Jesus. We love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.